The conference
okay.
will now begin.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Trevor, we were in the third halacha. Very powerful, very, very, very powerful halacha for those who've been with us already. And we're discussing something that happens really, it really happens every day. It's just sort of happening all the time. And that is, we're trying to take life, we're trying to take divine wisdom, elokus, very large chunks of ideas, of inyanim, and trying to be able to chew on it and to digest it. You can't swallow an entire steak in one shot. That would hurt. It would not be so enjoyable. Therefore, we take a knife, we take a fork, and we cut into pieces, and we chew each one slowly, and slowly you chew it and chew it and chew it until hopefully you eat the entire steak. So Rabbi Nachman told us that the way you do that, the most appropriate way to do that is with a big rabbi. We need a big, huge rabbi who could take something so big, who's eaten a whole steak in one time. He knows how to chop it up into pieces. And we said that there's two potential issues that could come out when you take something very, very big and you chop it up into small pieces. Number one, it loses a little bit of its flavor. It loses a little bit of its intensity, a little bit of the light, the geschmack, perhaps. Like we said, when you want to learn Gemara, and there's so much such geschmack in Gemara, but then you first have to learn how to read. You have to read one word, you have to read two words, you have to read a phrase, and that's pretty boring. But there's no other way to be able to learn Gemara in the most appropriate way until you actually learn how to read. So therefore, you lose some of the light, and therefore that can, some people can become bored. People can lose their desire for the bigger picture because they can't handle the smaller chunks. The second problem we discussed is that when a person breaks down something so big into some pieces that are small, right, what you're doing is you're taking a high level of chachma, a very big chunk, and you're breaking it down into small pieces. That's called malchus. Now, when you're in malchus, the klipos, the other side, the forces that try to keep us away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu come, and they try to chop that lower wisdom. That's called chachmas chitzonis. The chachmas chitzonis is external chachmas, which, of course, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was taken into bad places, and the Goyim utilize it, and therefore they try to chop our wisdom and try to wrestle it away from us. So we were discussing how to fight those issues. Number one, when things get a little bit boring, we have to remember to try to add light to that place. So even if you have to learn words and phrases in Gemara, but make it kishmak, make it with a game. Do something, bring the light back. Show once in a while how being able to read will give you a whole new understanding of the Gemara. Learn some Gemara without necessarily learning the words. Give them a flavor, a taste of what could be, even though you need to utilize these broken down steps, these little chunks first. That was what we discussed first. Now, we were talking about when the Chachmas Chitzonis, when the Klipos or the Shibut or the Malchias, the kingdoms of this world, whether it's Yavon or Parthmadai, when they try to chop, they try to grab from us our Chachma, what do we do with that? So we're on page 136. So Rabbi Nachman told us, you need to go to sleep. You need to go to sleep. So let's go to, another minute. So Rabbi Nachman said that when you have das, you're supposed to utilize it as much as you can. Das, to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to live with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to try to understand deeper parts of Torah, deeper wisdoms, as much as you can, you should. But when it's starting to go slower, when you're starting to hit a bump, sometimes you have to realize that you need to take a break. So on page 136, he says, "Aval," second paragraph, "Aval kishah seichel mas chalipo." When you see that the seichel is starting to go down, starting to fall, umezgamal bubu, a lot of bubuim come. You're learning the word, I'll have to come up with another mashal for tomorrow, but you're learning words and phrases in Gemara. And you start to see that the Talmidim are starting to have a big problem. They're getting really bored of this. They're getting antsy in their seats. And this could be if you're 6 years old, if you're 15 years old, if you're 20 years old, but whenever you start learning Gemara, it doesn't matter when. But a person starts to get antsy, starts to get bothered. Like, what is this? And they don't understand some words sometimes, and it's confusing. You know, language, Aramaic. So when that starts to happen, and there's a bilbul hadas. So you have das, which sometimes can be used in the greatest ways, but it's also vulnerable to attacks from other places. And at that point, you need to protect that das. Because we don't want to lose what you've already gained. You have a person who spent 6 months trying to learn words and phrases in Gemara, and then he has a big bilbul, he has a big nefila, and he throws the whole project away, never to return. Unfortunately, there's many even like that walking around, that they spent more than 6 months, they spent 4 years, 5 years, 6 years in different yeshivas, never really appreciating it, but continuing on, eventually totally giving it up. We'll never again pick up a Gemara. And that's a big travesty, that's a big loss for Klal Yisrael. So what you need to do, he says, you have to know that it's not your fault. You have to know that it's a product of what you're trying to do. You're trying to break something so big and something so small. That's the only way. But the Arba Malchus, the kingdoms, are trying to grab it away from you. They want to mess you up. They don't want you to learn Gemara. So they try to be mevalvel with you. They try to confuse you. Then you got to go to sleep. You have to go to sleep. Whether it means go to sleep mamish, take a nap, whether it means take recess, whether it means take a break from this type of limud for a week or two, whether it means play a game, something. You need to pause, you need to take a break from it, and you'll come back fresh. You need to throw away your das right now. Kili, don't know. Now's not the time. Even though you know that you need to go through this process of learning words and phrases and Gemara and all the boring things. But right now, I can't do that. You have to know that right now I don't know and I can't know. And it's better to push pause than have a churban. And we don't want a churban. We don't want a destruction. you need to throw away your das totally, which is going to sleep. Going to sleep. Totally removing yourself from this inyan right now. Going to sleep. Right? We learned that in the last halacha, how sleep, which is often used in a negative connotation, a person's sleeping during class, he's sleeping during davening, he's sleeping his life away, he's slumbering, he's missing out. I mean, he could be awake physically, but he's missing out. But we know, we said, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything comes is latov. Everything's for the best, comes from the best. So really, the most appropriate sleep is this. Sleep that we are refreshing ourselves, that we are throwing away our das. There is some sort of symptom, constriction, because the best way to live is to live with das, to be able to live life with our eyes open, meaning to encounter things in life and with our emunah and with our das to be able to overcome. That's the best way to live. But shena, sleep, means sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes you're too tired. Sometimes you need a break. So you go to sleep, you throw away your das, you throw away your max potential, and you put yourself to sleep because you need a recharge. It's like anybody else. A person who's tired at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, you can't still do the business. You still can't learn if you're falling asleep. It's going to be a bracha levatala. It's going to be a lima levatala. You're going to keep falling asleep. So you go to sleep, even though you can't learn then, you're not doing mitzvahs then, sununu. But then you wake up recharged and refreshed. That's what shame is supposed to be. That's the highest madriga. The problem is when we use it inappropriately. When we go to sleep when we shouldn't go to sleep, when we sleep too long, when we stay in a state of sleep when we're supposed to be awake and using our das, that's the problem. The sleep is so yummy, right? Who wants to get out of their covers? So let's go weiter. So it says, Rabbi Nelson, page 136, Yal came b'shas sheino. When you're sleeping, ha-neshama, the neshama, shehi ha-seicho, which is the penimius of the seicho, the intellect that we use in our lives, ba'a b'soch emunah. Where does it go? You throw away your das, where does it go? It goes into emunah. That's what we learned last halacha. You have no das now? That doesn't mean you gave up on Yiddishkeit. No. You're entering into a different form, a lower level. You're not thinking right now. Place of emunah. Emunah is, I know that this is good. I don't need to think. It's a vadai. Whatever it is, is. Das is where sometimes it looks, das is what? It's a das tov. Sometimes things are good, sometimes things look bad, and our job is to fight against the bad and to realize, no, it's taka good. utilize our das in that way. However, sometimes when you're too weak and you're not able to, sometimes you're not able to utilize your das in order to be misgaber over the ra, so you have to go to sleep. You go to the place of amuna, where even though it's a lower level of das, there's no das, you're going to sleep, but it's vade tof. It's vade tof. And we'll see in a minute, though, how there is one more piece of the puzzle before you're sleeping as vade tov, and we didn't mention it last halacha. Let's continue for a second. So he says, Kamosha Kassus, that the puzzle says, Chadashim Rabbakam Rabbi Munasecha, that in the morning, those who are renewed, their emunah is renewed. Because they went to sleep at night, they entered into that world, that olam called emunah. There's no das, there's nothing else but a Kaddish Baruch. How are you alive when you're sleeping? A Kaddish Baruch is giving life. You're in the arms of a Kaddish Baruch only. There's nothing else going on. And then, going to sleep means removing your seichel lagamri. I don't know. But you know what? I don't have to know, because I know, I do know one thing. I know emunah. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and I know that everything is good. That's the low level. That's like, in one way, it's the lowest level of das. Because I don't understand, and I don't know all the complexities, and I don't know all the answers, but in a certain way, it's the highest level of das. It's called, because it's emunah. I only know one thing. Right? You ask the guy, how much do you know? So the guy's like, I only know one thing. So you're like, what a loser. You only know one thing? You're like the silliest guy in the world. You only know one thing? And the guy's like, yeah, I only know one thing. I know that there's a God, and I know he runs the world, and everything's good. You're like, oh, that's a big one thing. That's not a little one. It's a big one thing. Although, to take that one thing, which is emunah, and to be able to live life with that, and to go through life properly, that's a higher level. But sometimes you can't. So we start with that one thing. I may not know those hands. And we can live life that way also. I'm going to crush both hands. I don't have to know. I don't know Gemara. I don't know Mishnah. I don't know. Today I can't daven. I'm not feeling good today for whatever reason. But don't become miyayish. Don't give up hope, because I know one thing. You can always tell a person, I know one thing. Then I'm a yid, and I'm going to crush both hands. So today didn't go so well on davening? I don't know. But I do know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves me. And I do know a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves my davening, even though it didn't go so well today. Haraya, what's the raya that a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves me? New Yisrael, what's always the proof that a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves you and he wants you to succeed? What's the proof? Ready, Yisrael? I'm going to give you the greatest proof. Are you ready? The proof is because you're alive. Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't want you. He didn't want your stuff. He didn't love you. So you wouldn't be alive. Haraya, the greatest proof, is your life. So, Chavrut Mitzvah Shem, we'll have to continue tomorrow. It's a tremendous Torah we're learning here, a tremendous, tremendous halacha. It's so powerful, it's so big, and we have to allow it to sink into our brains. And I wish you have a beautiful day.
Amen.
Is that, that's that place in Alaska, Kaya. I guess. Alaska, yeah. Levad. Jay, you hear this?
I called you on the sat phone.
He went all the way to Alaska to do his votaries.
Very big move. Very big.
There's no Hizbodidus anywhere in New York. They had to go to Alaska. It's the only place you could find Levad. Where's the ice? It looks too nice over there in Alaska.
It's the summer. It's the summer.
It's warm there.
Oh, gosh. It's the summer.
Beautiful, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the dogs, with the huskies.
No, that's the next day.
Okay, I want. Can we say, look with the, can we say Chabura when you're on with the dogs? That would be, I don't think even Rabbi Nelson did that.
Right now, we're getting our ammo
stats
and our guns situated.
Okay, so I guess we have to get off this Zoom right now.
Let's see, okay. Thank you.
Why do you have those?
Because everything is like a rainforest situation.
Oh. I'm liking this. I'm very much liking this.
Yeah.
You brought with you Likud Alechas? Oh, he's gone. Okay, Chavrut, we'll see you tomorrow.